Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. This is Dawn Grant with DawnGrant.com, mental training and hypnotherapy services. Feel free to visit my website to get a really great idea of direction that I can take your life in, or how I can help you out, or your friend, or your loved one, or family member, anybody that you feel, including yourself, who may be in need of a little extra guidance or mental training or coaching so that you can live your ideal life. Everybody has the right and the ability to live a life filled with joy and filled with happiness, and to be able to experience a day in and day out feeling of happiness and contentment and gratitude and positive thoughts and energy is something we all have not only the right to have, but the ability to have. And so many people are caught up in their own negative thoughts, their own misconceptions about life and about how it's supposed to be and how it shouldn't be and how it should be and everything else, that they get caught up in these negative perceptions. And then they start living in their mind, living in their thoughts, believing that their thoughts is truly what life is all about. Eckhart Tolle would call them sleepwalkers, people that are really dreaming. You've got the state of dreaming while you're lying down and close your eyes and you're in a sleep state. And sometimes those dreams can feel real. Sometimes they can feel like they're really happening. And even when you wake up, you may even feel disturbed by them because it seems like they were really happening. Well, what you want to realize is that your thoughts are fooling you in the same exact way. The thoughts that you're playing over and over again in your mind, your belief in that and them being real, you living by them as if they're real, the way that they're affecting your mood, just like if you wake up from a dream and you're sad, or you wake up from a dream and you're scared, or you wake up from a dream and you're excited and happy. This is exactly what's happening within your mind right now. You're reacting to your thoughts as if they're real, as if they're truth, as if they're factual. Your perception about life, your conclusions, your thoughts, your feelings, you most likely believe are 100% accurate. And therefore, you're living by them. And your body is reacting to them just like it would react to a dream. Your body is reacting to them with emotion. And then you're making decisions from that emotion. This is something that, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at you in particular. It's what most humans have a tendency to do. So how do you stop this? It's by becoming aware of your thoughts. By right now recognizing that there's a part of you that is separate from your thoughts that can right now see and hear and recognize that you do have these kind of thoughts going on. And that awareness will get stronger and stronger over time as you start to recognize it. And that awareness is what's going to help you to get out of the dream of your thoughts. That awareness is what's going to help you to get present in the moment right now. It's going to help you to get present and have the awareness of what's going on within your body, what's going on around you in this very moment, the truth of what life is, awareness of your surroundings, awareness of within you, awareness of opportunities that are around you continually. But obviously, there are other things around you at all times. You're faced with challenges. You're faced with things that may be upsetting or scary. You are faced with twists and turns of life that will inevitably be there. So many people wake up in the morning or try to apply some of these principles, and they get upset because they think life's supposed to all of a sudden be perfect and easygoing, and that it's supposed to just flow easily, and that everything's supposed to be a bed of roses and hunky-dory, and that if, you know, if you get lemons, you're supposed to make lemonade. Well, the reality is they're not even lemons that you're getting. They're just the twists and turns of life, the ebb and the flow, the up and the downs, the mountains, the peaks, and the valleys. If you were going to visit the mountains, you would want to experience the beauty of the mountain tops as well as the valleys and the rivers. There's beauty in both, and they're completely different. They're completely different environments. They're completely different in what animals live there, and the humidity level and the elevation level. They're completely different in what you would experience in each of the mountains or the valleys. Why does one have to be worse than the other? If you can come from a place of awareness, you can decide that you are capable, willing, courageous, and positive enough to deal with the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, from a place of awareness, of strength, of courage, of understanding, of knowing that there's a bigger plan than what you are aware of. And as you move through life, there's some really great things in store for you, and you are impacting people's lives with every choice that you make, every move that you make, every word that you speak, every thought that you have. So today's quote pertains to this in some fashion. Happiness is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with it. And as I was saying, there are so many people that I've come across in my private practice in which they believe, well, you know, I'm applying the laws of attraction and the secret, and I don't understand why, you know, everything's not good for me. Why hasn't all this stuff happened already? Why do I still get the flat tire? Why is it that I'm still having challenges in my marriage or finding my perfect mate? And they get upset because they think this stuff's just supposed to happen and all of a sudden life's supposed to be great. It's feeding this belief system that's within the human race that everything will be good one day down the road once I have this, 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 and this. And you could fill in the blank with what you believe that's supposed to be. But the reality is, and the challenge with awareness is to become present in each moment. So it's not the absence of conflict that brings happiness. It's your ability to cope with it. Your ability to use your awareness to recognize that there are ups and downs and peaks and valleys. Your awareness to recognize that as long as you are healthy, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, that you can take anything that comes your way, that you're able to face that challenge, just like a baseball player doesn't know which kind of ball is going to be thrown towards him when he's at bat. He has no idea. He has to be completely present in that moment to know if he's going to hit a curveball, a fastball. He doesn't know until it's on its way in that moment. And that's exactly how you should be present in life. And not looking at the challenges as awful, traumatic things that put you off into this negative space of anger and frustration and resentment and fear, so that you're not even able to cope with it in a healthy manner in that present moment. It's being present. It's being as positive as possible. It's being as aware as possible so that you can make the best choices in that decision from a calm, cool, courageous, and collected place. It's being able to recognize that life will have its twists and turns and its ups and downs and its curveballs. It's up to you to be healthy and present so that you can cope with them as swiftly and efficiently and courageously as possible, so that you can get right through it and move through it and on to the next opportunity or challenge that comes your way. If you allow challenges to put you into a negative space, into a place of, I can't do this, I knew this would happen to me, or I always have the worst luck, or I'll never have any better than this, then you got to know that you're going to be in that pit for a very long time, much longer than you needed to be. That you can take the assessment of what's happening, recognize that it's going to be challenging, and then rise to the occasion. Rise to the occasion knowing that you want to be your best that you can be through that experience, that you can make the best choices and come out clean quickly and efficiently on the other side of it, or even through it, versus going into a place of maybe anger that would last you weeks, or drama in which you're calling up all your friends and upset, or depression in which you're going into your room and closing all the blinds and pulling the sheets over your head. Obviously, none of those are productive. And all of them will keep you digging a deeper and deeper hole, kind of like spinning your tires in the snow or in the sand. So you want to have some good footing, some good grip. You want to have a grip on life so that you can get through those challenges, just like you'd want your tires to have a good grip. So stop looking for happiness to be something that you don't have right now, to be somewhere down the road, to be waiting for absolutely everything to be as perfect as possible, because it's not going to be. Life is full of twists and turns and challenges and opportunities. And if you reflected back on your life right now, you'd see the really great things that you've already gone through, the successes that you've had, no matter how big or small they are. You should reflect on them in a positive state, from a positive perspective, to be able to see what you have overcome and the ability within you to overcome any challenge that comes your way, and to be done with some of the drama so that you can move forward and create deliberately in your life joy. It exists, but you just have to tune into it. You have to decide that right now you're going to tune your radio station into that frequency, into that radio station. And you could be tuned in to music that you don't particularly like all day long, and that'd be like playing those negative thoughts over and over and over again in your head. That's like engaging in drama, or choosing to only look at the upsetting, awful things that are going on in your life. Or you could grab that remote right now or that tuner and put it on a station of music that you like. Both are available to you right now. It's your choice as to which one you choose to focus upon. And right now you can start stepping out of the hole that you have dug. You can start stepping out of the drama and the negativity and step into happiness, joy, peace, love, and all the other really great things that are awaiting you. So definitely know that happiness is not the absence of conflict, but it's the ability to cope with it, coping with it swiftly, efficiently, and effectively. And you do that from a place of peace and awareness and acceptance and allowing and forgiveness and all the other really great words. Again, if you want help with this, I'd be more than happy to help you. You can get information about me on my website, dawngrant.com. Have an amazing day. Make an effort to start stepping out of that hole and perceiving things in a more positive manner.